Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. We start off with some rugby news. Tickets for the Springbok season opening clash against the Barbarians in June go on sale on Tuesday next week. Now, it's the first time the International Invitational outfit will play on South African soil, with the match taking place on the 28th of June at the DHL Stadium. The clash against the visitors will serve as a great way for the World Cup winners to get ready and into match mode ahead of the Castle Lager incoming series, which features two tests against Italy on the 5th and the 12th of July and one against Georgia on the 19th of July. And then over to some football now. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he's proud of what his team has achieved under difficult circumstances this season. Now, they've missed out on the Premier League title, but could still reach the Champions League final if they overturn a first-leg deficit against Paris Saint-Germain. Now, Arteta's side travel to Bournemouth in the league this later today. Now, he says he recently walked into a room full of injured players.
There's a certain lineup. And we don't have them. And we haven't had them for many, many months. And then I felt joy about the team and what they are doing and how they're trying. And nobody's talking about it in the building at all.
And then the stage is set for the Durban International Marathon as runners get ready for their chance, their last chance to qualify for the Comrades Marathon. KZN Athletics President Steve Mkasi boasted a course which provides fast times for runners, with the race to start in Prospecten Roads near the old Durban airport and will go along the M4 South and finish at People's Park. Now, the winners will receive 75,000 rand, while second and third place will take home 40,000 and 15,000 rand respectively. Bonuses will be awarded for achieving specific time benchmarks.
But for our athletes, they know there's no better course for them to achieve fast times. Honestly speaking, I don't think a 205 sells anymore. But if you run a 206, 207, 208, 209, that's when you get invited to these international events. You get the opportunity.
The race will kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Keep an ear out for Newswatch with Tamasha for the road closures of the race tomorrow morning. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.